Dan Rowe with the Wisconsin Soybean Association and Bob Carls also. Dan, first off, talk a bit about what it means for the association for Wisconsin to host something like this.
Well, it's very big for us. Wisconsin, you know, we are big soybean producers. Last year we had like $724 million worth of soybeans exported out of Wisconsin. That's what the value of the crop was. So to have exports, you know, the interest in exports is just huge for us. Just about all of our beans leave the state for either export or made into soybean meal and brought back into the state. So it's a huge bonus for us.
Yeah, I believe something like, what, two out of every three rows are exported?
Right, yes, that's huge, and half of those rows are going to China. So very big exports, yes.
How do you build that market?
It's a lot of work. USEC's been very, very good about making contacts across seas and follow-up visits back to the United States by our customers. It's all customer relations. You just got to keep working at it.
Looking at a pretty big crop out there this year all across the United States, really export's going to be key here, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. We could have probably a record soybean crop, I'm thinking, this year. Large acres, looks like the crop's going to be good all over the United States. Wisconsin's going to have a fabulous crop, I'm thinking. So exports are going to be a key part of helping sustain the price.
Your beans look pretty good in Monticello?
I'm very satisfied with my beans, right? We've got some, just a little bit of diseases starting to show up a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be much to take, you know, maybe just a little bit off the top of the yield, but it's still going to be a fabulous yield this year.
So why should a grower belong to the association?
Well, lots of different reasons, but we're your voice in Washington, D.C. when it comes to policymaking, state and national level. We also work in the state level. We also have educational programs that we're helping educate our city cousins how soybeans are used in your diet, how they're grown. We're just trying to make contacts. We've kind of lost touch with our city cousins here, and we're just out there trying to get the word out that it's a safe, sustainable product that we're growing for the people.
Rob Carls and Bob, tell us a bit about this show and how this came to be in Wisconsin.
Well, it's evolved. This is the second year that these two groups, the U.S. Soybean Export Council and the Midwest Shippers, have done a joint conference, attracting an audience of almost 300 international key influencers in the grain industry, in the food processing, in the livestock industry overseas. And those are our key customers, and that's why we see this demand increasing with going up over two-thirds of our product being exported.
Now, what's all involved in the show?
There's ongoing meetings with the customer and the seller, and whether that's an oil processor, whether that's a meal processor, whether that's we have people over here working in many aspects of the feed industry for the livestock industry. We have people looking at GMO, non-GMO. We have very specific audiences, and we target different groups. And that's the thing, is pairing up the right people to talk to each other. Then we also have the trade show that we're standing in here, where they can interact one-on-one, and they can learn about many of these exhibitors here today are Wisconsin-based. And they aren't all just soybean-based. We're focusing a lot here about Wisconsin in general. You know, and as you know, ginseng is a major product that we produce here in Wisconsin. Well, we've invited the ginseng producers to be here with us, because why not, if we can pair up in selling a product? Also, if we can attract a customer to come over here and visit a ginseng farm, and then while they're here, they can visit a soybean farm, you know, it's a win-win for us.
Which is key. You are taking visitors out to visit farms.
Yeah, we have about 10 trade teams that are going out into the country this week at different times, visiting farms that either through the Wisconsin Soybean Association or Soybean Marketing Board that we have set these up. Farmers want to go. Farmers want to showcase their product, but the buyers want to see where their product comes from. So they like to go out, and it's kind of like a, you know, a scratch and sniff type of a thing, where they want to go out, see the plant in the ground, see what's going to be harvested, see where it's coming from, touch the soil where it's coming. They're very, very, very concerned and want to know how their product that they're buying is being produced.
So talk a bit about what you'll show them at your farm.
Well, I'm mostly a commercial grain elevator, so I'm going to show them. I've got a soybean field right across my driveway, so we're probably going to go out and walk through some soybeans and get an idea of what the yield is there. I'm going to have some planting equipment out, some harvesting equipment out, just to show them what it takes to get the crop in the ground, what it takes to get it harvested, and then we'll probably visit my elevator for a little bit, show them how we receive grain, how the grain is taken care of once it comes into my facility, and then briefly talk about my export channel that what companies I sell my grain to and how it's delivered and taken out of country from there.
Quality control is essential.
It definitely is. The United States can be very proud that we have some of the nicest looking beans that come out of our country. FM's very low. They're nice, clean beans. So we're very proud of our product when it leaves the country. And rightly so, our buyers appreciate that too. So we'll definitely be talking about that kind of stuff.